Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast coming to you today from Melbourne, Australia. And I'm here with Pastor John Brown. Eileen Brown is here in the room. They are graduates of Rhema Bible Training Center in Perth some years back. I saw the ways of God because John and Eileen, you operated a business. Is that right?
That's right. We did, yes.
What business were you in?
It was a ladies' fashion shop.
And you look like fashion plates when you step up to that platform, both of you. And so you had a good business there, and
yes,
someone came
in
that business.
Yes, that's right. We were just in there working, and there was a pastor who just planted a church. He wanted to promote and advertise the new ministry, so he came in and said, "Hey, you know, is it okay if I advertise the church in your shop window?" So we said, "Of course, yeah." And so that's how we...
You first met him.
We first met the pastor
and
of the
then
church.
he said that he was at the gas station, the petrol station, and
yes.
He saw you later, and he said, "I know that man."
Yes.
And he looked on your card,
uh-huh.
And he came back to your shop, and then what did he do?
Well, he came back to the shop, he looked my wife straight in the eye, and said, "You're looking for something, and I have all the answers for you." And conviction just came on Eileen. Her knees and her body began to shake, literally, really, just with the conviction.
Of the Holy Spirit.
Of the Holy Spirit.
And then you and Eileen became born again.
Yes.
Filled with the Spirit.
Yes.
And later went to Rhema Bible Training Center. But what was so thrilling the other night in the meeting was he was there, Frank. I remember his first name was there, Pastor Frank.
Yes.
And he was the one who led you to the Lord. You now have a wonderful, wonderful church.
Thank you.
So many people blessed. And then we were thinking about, well, how God worked, how Frank led you to the Lord. And then in the very next service, the lady came in who led Frank to the Lord.
Yes.
Her name is Gail. I think she's been coming to your healing services.
Yes.
So we saw how that one person wins one and then another and then a whole church comes besides all the fruit that's to their account.
That's right.
And so this soul and winning.
Yeah. And that was in our 20th year celebration. So our pastor was there,
yes.
Who led us to the Lord.
Yes.
Now, at that time, we didn't know Gail, who led our pastor to the Lord, was present at our 20-year celebration. We didn't know that at the time.
It was like a revelation. See, we were there, and we were in the Spirit, and we're having a good meeting, and it was suddenly like the Lord revealed to the woman that led him to the Lord is here. And so we just had this. We saw how God works,
yes.
How the baton passes.
Yes.
And actually, we were talking about in the meetings how the baton has passed even from Azusa Street,
uh-huh.
And then it passed on down to Wigglesworth, and then
yes.
It passed on down to David Duplessy and to Brother Hagen. And, oh, we've just had a wonderful time at your church.
Oh.
We always do. Bless the Lord.
Thank you, Sister Billy. It was great.
It was great, wasn't it? I wish you could have been there. And you know, it's amazing to me because I keep up with current events.
Uh-huh.
This business, this thing that's happened in China with the earthquake.
Yes.
And this thing that's happened in Burma with the cyclone, they call it. Is it the same, John, as what we call a hurricane?
Yes.
It would. And so it was so widespread.
It was very widespread. A lot of the damage was actually in the southern part of the country of Myanmar. So Yangon was affected quite bad. A little bit further south received the biggest damage, and it was very sad for all the fishermen.
Fishermen.
Yes.
They didn't know, and they were just lost at sea.
That's right. Yeah, many fishermen, their families, children. Yes.
Well, John, I'm asking you these questions because you have mission work in Burma.
That's right.
Now, this is the nation that we've known as Burma for years.
Yes.
A military junta took it over in 1989 and changed the name, or at least they changed the name in 89 to, how do you say it?
Myanmar. Yes.
They don't like crowds.
No.
They don't like Christians.
They don't.
It's an oppressive regime.
Yes.
They won't let people come in to help them now. They are admitting to 78,000 deaths. However, the Red Cross says it's 128,000 deaths.
Yes. Mm-hmm. In fact, you know, I was in Kilimio. We have a Bible school there in a church, which is in the far northwest part. of the country, and that's very close to the Chin state that will, I can share something about the Chin people
yes.
a little bit later in the program if you like. But I was in Kalimeo, and the officials just came in and they said, well, for you to preach the word of God, we want, I think it was around about $350 US
mm-hmm.
to be able to teach. I was there for 3 days to do this teaching. And so we said, okay, we agreed. And then what they said was, well, you can teach, but you can't use a microphone.
Oh.
So I had to do 2 days, and there was about 500 people there. So I had to teach for 2 days without a microphone. But praise God, you know, God is good. And no matter what the devil tries to do, you know, he can't stop us from preaching and teaching the word of God. So God's grace was there. We still taught. And then on the final day, they gave me permission to use a microphone. But they're the kind of things, Billy, you know, that you can expect in a nation like that, because they do try to control people, control Christians, control the word of God. Probably between every 2 and 3 years, they'll just come in and they'll start closing down churches if they see that there's too many. And last year, they closed down somewhere around about 40 churches.
Mm.
Yeah. And so they just close them down, so you can't have any more, you know, you can't teach, you can't have a church. But what the pastors do, they actually move to another part of town.
Mm.
And they...
There's always a way in God.
There is, yes.
Now, I've heard from my friend Lynn Hammond mm-hmm. that these people, these Burmese people, mm. are so precious when they yes. pray and when they worship.
Yes.
Tell me a little about that.
Well, they are. They're real worshippers. They love God. You know, because of the needs of the people within that country, I mean, they have to pray and seek God for food, for water, for power. And so they really know how to press into God and mm. believe God. They see tremendous things happen in their lives. I really believe that's so true. It is. It's because they are prayers, they are worshippers. When they worship, they do it with such an innocence. I was just thinking then about a time I was visiting an orphanage. And we were in there, and there was all these young children. And the teacher said, you know, we're going to have a prayer time, we're going to sing a song, and we're going to pray to these visitors from Australia, which was us. And they began to, these young children, they began to worship.
Mm.
Oh, and it was just so beautiful, intimate. And for such young children to press in to prayer and worship the way they did, it was just so moving, so touching, really was. But the Burmese people, they do, they really know how to worship. They love worshiping, and it's from their heart, and it's very, very sincere. It really is.
You know, this was a British colony.
Yes.
And then the military junta, which has taken over and yes. renamed the country, there was a deposit of Christianity there already, or it yes. wouldn't be allowed.
That's right.
Tell me that story about the Chin area that,
yes.
that is so exciting.
Oh, it's a wonderful thing. Now, the Chin people, the missionaries from America went
Chin,
in there.
Chin, is that a part of Burma?
Chin, yes. Now, the Chin people, a lot of the Chin people originally is close to the India border, Indian mm-hmm. border. And many of the Chin people, there's parts of them, a race of them, that actually come from Mongolia mm-hmm. many centuries ago. I think it ran about the 13th century. But the Chin people, the missionaries from America went in there, Baptist, and they saw many conversion on the Chin people,
mm-hmm.
just preaching, teaching the gospel. And today, there's somewhere around about 98% of the Chin people are now saved and born again.
Oh, praise God. Isn't that wonderful?
It is. It is so awesome. And what's happened with the Chin people is the government wanted to bring control, like we've been talking about mm-hmm, over the mm-hmm. last two programs. They wanted to control what was happening, so they stopped all the missionaries from coming in. all the any Christian, any church people. They closed the gates. They put security there, so people just cannot enter in. And what they did, they gave incentives for the Christian Chin ladies to marry the Buddhist priests or the Buddhist men. And they would give them incentives to marry them. But if they would not do that, they would make it very, very difficult mm-hmm. on their lives. And so what happened, many of the Chin ladies started marrying the Buddhist people, but it backfired on the government because the Chin ladies were getting the Buddhist monks born again, and they were getting saved. Yeah. But over the last 5 years, they've eased up a little bit, and you can get in there with, if you know someone, you can actually get in there. And I'm planning sometime this year to actually go into the Chin state, which I'm looking forward to so much because I know so many Chin pastors, because the tremendous thing, the exciting thing, what God did was that he sent the missionaries into the Chin state. They get born again, they get saved. And in the eyes of the Burmese people, the Chin people are a lower
uh-huh.
level, and they would look down on the Chin people. Well, they get born again, they get saved. What God does, he lifts them up. They get born
blesses
again
them.
And he blesses them and he blows them out as seed.
Yes,
into throughout that nation of Myanmar. And you actually see, and so most of the churches and the pastors that are in Rangoon or Yangon, most of the pastors that are there, they are from the Chin state.
They're from the Chin state.
They're from the Chin
Even
state.
Even from the Bible schools that you support,
yes.
they have Chin pastors.
They are Chin pastors.
Oh, the
they
ways
are.
Of the Lord. Aren't yes. they wonderful?
Yes.
And you know, even in the Bible schools that you have over there,
yeah.
Food now is going to be a difficult problem.
It will be very
Water
difficult.
Water is going to
yes.
be difficult.
Yes.
But you have a way of getting money past the junta,
yes.
right?
Yes, that's
Into
correct.
The churches.
We do. Yes.
All right. And if you would like to donate directly to the Burmese people in these churches, you can make a check out to and send it here to Australia to Word Family Church, Box 263, Ringwood, Ringwood, Victoria, that's like Queen Victoria.
Yes.
Australia, 3134. I think the 3134 comes after Victoria. Ringwood, Victoria, 3134, Australia. Or you can send a check to Prayer Mountain, Box 40, Branson, Missouri, or call us at 417-336-4877, even give online. We're going to offer two, and we could make this go to Burma. How about that? The Grace of God, a 4-CD tape series by Pastor John Brown. He's a wonderful preacher and teacher. And you would be blessed. Aren't we thankful for the grace of God? We're going to make four CDs of his teaching, The Grace of God, for $15. And we're going to be sending these $15 to the Burma Mission.
Yes.
Or you can just send money to the Burma Mission. But be sure on your check or when your phone call, when you give us your credit card, you mention that it wants to go to Burma. You can make it out to Prayer Mountain. You can get a tax receipt. And then we'll see that it gets to the people in Burma. And this is Billy Brim saying, Shalom, shalom, until tomorrow.